Okay. So this is Liz Lavender in conversation with Gavin Priestley on the 20th of July 2015. Gavin, can you please just spell your name for me, please?
It's G-A-V-I-N. And the second name as well?
If you can.
P-R-I-E-S-T-L-E-Y.
Thank you. And can you tell us what role you have played with No Fit State, please?
I have played a number of different roles. I've done little tours back in a long time ago. Back in the day, I toured with a little town to like circus conventions that the No Fit State would put on, like juggling conventions and things, and they'd host it in their tent. I went to Rotterdam with that, and I've done a few in Britain. Helped out then in the Immortal show, the very first one in the park. As far as sort of touring, I think that's what I've done with No Fit. Then I've been a trainer since I've arrived, pretty much, for No Fit State, and a performer doing corporate performances and fun days and all that type of thing. Yeah.
So you say when you landed, you said you've been doing this for a long time, trainer.
So
when you, and you talked also about the small tent,
yeah,
which I think you mean
the
is
blue one, yeah,
right. And so when did you arrive?
I came here, I think, '95, I think,
right,
because I came from Sheffield, and I just finished doing a circus course there, and with Green Top Community Circus Centre, and they had the first MVQ qualification course, you know, in Sheffield anyway. So I did that there, and then after doing that, I then came and I met No Fit State. I met Ali first through Zoe, was my point of reference and contact. And then decided that actually I really like what's going on in Cardiff, and decided that I'd like to come and stay in Cardiff. So I moved from Sheffield to Cardiff. And then every week we used to come to the church at the bottom of Metal Street, I believe. And we used to do juggling, acrobatics, trampoline stuff once a week there. And then, yeah, so that was sort of the beginning of the pathway for me from No Fit State, before I went became a crew member and took the blue tent out and learned the ropes of doing that. I'd had previous experience at festivals, putting up Jeff tents and Roustabout. I'd put up their tents, so I had previous tent and experience, so that came in handy with putting up the blue tent. Hence why I think why I got put on that. Yeah, so that was the avenue and the pathway, and then everything else sort of came after that, I said about.
Because I remember going to Rotterdam with you.
That's,
I think,
right,
we travelled,
yeah,
in the van together,
right,
didn't,
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we did.
Just had a bit of a wobble on the recorder there.
Sorry,
I think,
for that.
That's all right. I think that should work. No, I think that should work. So, what else was I going to ask you? So, what do you remember about Immortal then, Gavin?
Well, Immortal, I remember them doing all the auditions for it, the very first one. And I remember different people from the community getting involved with the very, very first one. And it was a bit of a send-off for someone we all love very much at the end of the show. Which was beautiful, and we all sung this beautiful song that I died to get a copy of, and it was about the stars, and it was like a Scar tune. It was just,
yeah,
amazing. We all sung that tune, and I died to get a copy of that. It's just amazing, but I've never found a copy of it, and I really want to get a copy of that tune. But yeah, so I remember people from community coming together with professionals and actors, and we all helped the thing. And I'll have to pause. Hi there. You guys sent me a tax credit letter through my